could you vote for somebody who has multiple positions in multiple languages on multiple issues? What's the point of having her then? Then what's the rationale for the campaign? I mean, there's got to be a rationale for the campaign. And it's got to be that she's going to implement certain policies to the best of her ability and power. Well, I
think the greatest microcosmic example of this is Arizona Senate Bill 1070. Because when she was running against Poizner, she didn't talk about it much at all. When pressed by the media, she said she doesn't support it. She beats Poizner and the billboards go up, making it very clear in Spanish that she's against Arizona Senate Bill 1070. Now there's some backlash, so she's revised her position to say it's okay for Arizona, but not for California. And that just doesn't
that's
cut
garbage.
It. That's garbage.
No, that's
but that's a pathetic attempt at a compromise position.
That's 10 guys sitting in a room trying to give her a snappy soundbite so that everybody will stop talking about the issue. That's all it is. It doesn't mean anything. Who the hell knows what her position really is? See, they make stuff up and say, here, say this in the next interview. They make stuff up just because they think it'll quell the issue for now. Well, you know, Whitman addressed this issue earlier. We advise you to get a tape of the broadcast and you'll see what her position is now. Well, no. No, you don't go on a show at 3 o'clock in the morning and then hope we just all accept your latest load of horse crap.